Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. It is March 1st, and this episode is called Personality and the Disc Behavior Model. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Psalm 139:14. According to AI, personality refers to the unique patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that distinguish one person from another. It encompasses traits and characteristics that are relatively stable over time. It's who you are. You've probably heard the DISC model of human behavior. There's a good chance that you've taken a DISC assessment at work or maybe on your own. Tens of millions of people have taken the assessment. So why is this important, and what does that have to do with personality? Well, by knowing your own personality profile, as well as other people's profiles, you can power through those areas in life that are more difficult. Because lack of persistence is the biggest deterrent to success, you need to know where you're strong and weak and how to get on and stay on target. Understanding people is paramount to your success in almost everything. If you knew that you have trouble focusing, you would be able to build a system to help you focus more when needed. That one thing alone helped me gain the focus I needed to stay on target to write, teach, and create. If you know that you're task-oriented and weak working with people, you'd be able to build a system to help you communicate better with others. By knowing how to assess others and how to strengthen your weak areas, you can adjust to have the crucial conversations needed and accomplish the necessary things to succeed in life. By knowing your assessment and applying this knowledge, you can have a better marriage, better relationship with your parents and your kids, better relationships at work, better relationships with your students, and better relationships with everyone. Your personality assessment doesn't make you something. It simply reveals what you tell about yourself in many additional specific ways you probably didn't even know about yourself. So it's not making you something you're not. It is revealing who you already are. It's quite fascinating, actually. Very accurate. And if you take the time to work with it, it can be life-changing. It's a tool to help you understand and apply knowledge about your specific behavior and others' specific behavior in a way that will highlight your specific strengths and weaknesses. It's how you're wired by God at the factory. Okay, let's look at the DISC model. DISC, D-I-S-C, stands for four primary personality types. D is for dominant, I is for inspiring, S is for supportive, and C is for conscientious or cautious. No single style or personality is better than any other. They all have their strengths and weaknesses. Some traits will make it easier for you to accomplish in certain fields, and some will make it harder. I didn't say impossible, just harder, because you're wired differently than what it takes in that specific field. If you understand this, you can take the necessary precautions to move towards accomplishment. Some of the traits that make you good in one part of your career can be the same traits that make it difficult in another part of your career. You are a blend of DISC personality types, not just a total D dominant or total whatever trait. You'll have some of all the DISC traits to differing degrees. Some might be minimal or some off the charts, so to speak. All of us are a blend of all four personality types. And when you take an assessment, you will see exactly what your blend is. In the days to come, we're going to look at the four primary personality types and see how they help and hinder us. This is not an exhaustive description, just enough to help you generally understand yourself and others. As you read these, you'll naturally start putting faces to these traits. Well, that's okay. Just remember, everyone's personality is great. We all just need to learn to temper our traits by learning to speak other people's personalities. Remember what Stephen Covey said, "Seek first to understand, then to be understood." Learning to adapt and adjust our behavior is our goal. We're going to learn better how to put others first. Well, that may sound obvious, but in reality, we're all just varying degrees of selfishness on our way to sanctification. For you skeptics out there, put your unbelieving thoughts on personality assessments in check as you read this. If you discount it, you will miss a great opportunity to move your life and heart in a better direction. God has made you a certain way. We are all different for a reason. Despite what you may think, there is a significant truth in personality assessment. You may not have all the traits of your primary personality, but you will have varying degrees. Use what you agree with and pray for eyes to see the rest. See which definition fits you closest. Starting tomorrow, we will cover the four primary personality traits in greater detail. Stay with me. Here's some quotes for the day. "Don't confuse my personality with my attitude. My personality is who I am, and my attitude depends on who you are." Frank Ocean. "The difficulty with marriage is that we fall in love with a personality, but must live with a character." Peter DeVries. Here's your takeaway. Your personality traits don't make you. They describe who you already are. Don't shy away from this. Embrace it, learn it, and learn to understand and speak personality. It really is the best way to communicate. Lord, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, a mind to understand, and a heart to act. By the way, you can get my e-booklet on personality for free at wearecharis.com/personality-ebooklet. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.